Welcome to the Beis Avad's Business Halacha Daily. Today, I'm joined by Dayan Yitzchak Grossman, senior lecturer and writer for the Beis Avad, and Rosh Chabura of the Greater Washington Community Kollel. Is there ever a situation where people become partners, shutfim, automatically? They are can be compelled to become partners. So let's say, for example, there's a new housing development. A bunch of people buy houses, and some move in before others, and they need certain utilities, and so they need them now, and they're going to pay for them. Can they compel the other ones who maybe have the luxury of waiting it out to chip in and pay for the power lines that were never installed or whatever it might be? Does it make a difference if it's what we would call something essential or maybe something less essential, like a gas line that one neighbor wants, but another neighbor maybe doesn't care to cook on gas or internet connection? You know, some people want that, some people don't. So does any of that play in?
So it's clear from the Mishnah and the Gemara that there is such a thing as an automatic partnership. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, examples include if a city needs a wall, needs security infrastructure, a wall, a guardhouse, or if a city has a sewer line and the sewer line is blocked. Everyone who's upstream of the blockage, in the case of the sewer line, needs to have it cleared. Or on the contrary, if it's an irrigation river, and then everyone downstream of the blockage needs the block cleared because they all need to use that water for their irrigation. So in all these cases, the Mishnah and Gemara make it clear that the individuals who jointly share the need for this type of infrastructure do have the right to compel each other to contribute toward maintaining or to creating that infrastructure. The Mishnah and the Gemara don't make it exactly clear what the reason for this is. If they never actually joined a partnership, no kinyan, no anything, why should they be forced to do it? Some have suggested it's kind of bat l'dayto etzel kaladam. We know you need it. Even if you're saying, no, I don't want to pay for it, we know you want it. We know you should and really do want to pay for it. You can argue it's a question of equity, just basic fairness. If we all need it, why should one person be allowed to freeload off the money paid by others? But one way or another, it is clear there is such a thing as an automatic partnership. The Nesivos in particular articulates the general principle. Anything which is a clear and uncontested and undeniable need, multiple people share the need, they have the right to compel the reluctant ones to contribute toward the project. Now it's pretty clear that only applies to things they all need. If one of them says, I don't need it, then he can't be forced to contribute. Now, Rabbi Yehuda goes so far as to say that even, let's say you have the question of the irrigation. The river provides irrigation to 5 farmers. So if they're all farmers, they clearly all need it. You can't plant without irrigation. Then all farmers can be compelled to contribute toward the irrigation. But if one person is not a farmer, was not planning on farming, then they can't tell him, this is wonderful, we'll have irrigation. He could say, I'm not farming. And even, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if after the river is there, he says, oh, I have a river, now I'll decide to farm my land this year. That's also okay, because he didn't need it at the time. He wasn't planning on doing it at the time. Now he's taking advantage. That's also fine. There are poskim, perhaps, who disagree with that, who say that if he engages in business and uses the profit, then it shows retroactively he really was a partner all along. He really was a partner, and therefore he can be forced to contribute to the cost. But in general, it is clear, something that is definitely needed by everyone, that's clear from the Mishnah and the Gemara, that they can force each other to jointly contribute toward the project, toward the creation and maintenance. If it's something that somebody doesn't need, it's the judgment of Beis Din, obviously. But if it's something that someone doesn't need, he cannot be forced to contribute to that particular construction or maintenance.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beisavad.org.